Boulder City Council instructed staff Thursday to draft an ordinance that would allow more unrelated people to live together. The increase would go from the current occupancy law limit of 3 to as many as 5 unrelated people in a single-family residence. After city officials gather public input on the proposed change, council members could vote on a new occupancy law as early as August. According to the Boulder Reporting Lab, the directive by the city council is part of a broader agenda to increase access to housing and to reduce costs. Council members are also considering changing the amount of accessory dwelling units that property owners can build in a neighborhood. Election denier and former state representative Dave Williams has been elected as the newest Colorado Republican Party chairperson. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
The Colorado GOP's Central Committee picked the pro-Trump election denier Dave Williams over 6 other candidates Saturday to take the helm of the state Republican Party. Williams, a former state representative, unsuccessfully ran in the Republican Party primary this past year. Williams' platform includes denying the results of the 2020 presidential election and promising to be a wartime leader for his party after his appointment as state party chairman. His selection comes in part through an endorsement by competitor and indicted former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters. Dave Williams has touted through his campaign that Colorado's Republican Party has only performed poorly due to not being aggressive enough. This would be in opposition to most polling data that suggests Colorado Republicans have a record low in registration and voter turnout. Nationally, election deniers have been selected for state party chair positions 3 other times this year, in Kansas, Idaho, and Michigan. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser announced Friday his office is collecting public comments on the proposed acquisition of Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo by UC Health. Weiser's office said in a press release the Attorney General will review the transaction as required by law to make sure there is no change in charitable purposes, that assets do not leave the state, and there are no reductions in the availability or accessibility of health care services. The Attorney General will also be reviewing the proposed acquisition under the Colorado Antitrust Act to make sure it does not create less competition or a monopoly. The public can submit comments or concerns to the Attorney General by March 31st or share feedback at a listening session in Pueblo on March 22nd. The Forest Service will invest more than $1 million to support indigenous-based forest restoration and resiliency projects. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado has more.
The $1 million of federal money comes as part of a 2004 Tribal Forest Protection Act. The act looks for ways to include indigenous communities with forest restoration and resiliency projects through the reduction of dangerous fuels and reforestation of traditional plants, damaged prairie and habitats. According to a Forest Service announcement, the collaboration will expand on cooperative work in many areas, including grassland bird and pronghorn research, welfare management, livestock raising, fish habitat enhancement, site restoration for welfare benefit, a cooperative conservation work crew, and noxious weed control. At least 3 Lakota tribes will take part in the initiative. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
Security cameras from a Tucano neighborhood show City Council members Jackie Thomas, Jim Torini, Danny Long, and Catherine Whitman conversing and going door to door and possibly urging residents not to sign a recall petition against Thomas and Torini. Organizers launched the recall after the 4 City Council members abruptly voted to fire Tucano City Manager A.J. Uchart last month without a reason. Organizers say they could not pull a recall petition for Long and Whitman since Long has served less than 6 months and Whitman's term expires in November. The Times Call reports Tucano residents and fellow city council members have raised questions as to how the 4 went about firing Uchart since the action was not on the city council agenda. The group's canvas activities are also under scrutiny for open meeting law violations, as any meeting of a quorum or 3 or more members of any local public body must be open to the public at all times. Tucano Chief of Police Matthew Skaggs said he has received instructions from Mayor Adam Moorhead to conduct an investigation into possible procedural violations by the council members and has referred the request to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, who has agreed to move forward with the request. A group of federal lawmakers have formed a caucus aimed to develop policy and solutions to combat the surge in fentanyl overdoses. U.S. Representative Joe Neguse is co-chairing a bipartisan fentanyl prevention caucus, along with Democrat Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania and Republicans Daryl Issa and Ken Calvert of California. Fentanyl contributed to 912 overdose deaths in Colorado in 2021, the most recent year with complete data, according to Colorado Newsline. In 2020, 540 Coloradans died from the illicit drug. The caucus will prioritize education and working with awareness groups to help the public better understand dangers of fentanyl. Besides the co-chairs, 24 other congressional lawmakers are also part of the group, including Representative Doug Lamborn from Colorado Springs. For today's weather, in the National Weather Service, the skies will be mostly sunny with a high near 56 for Denver and 53 degrees for Boulder and Fort Collins. Today's winds will be light and variable. For tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees for Fort Collins and 31 degrees for Denver and Boulder. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.